In the first meeting of NATO leaders in more than 2 years, China formed a significant part of the discussions. The last time around when NATO leaders met in person, China made up just a single line in the final communique issued by NATO after the meeting. But this time, there was a significant response to the perceived threat faced by Beijing. China was described as a systemic challenger to rules-based international systems. It was accused of a lack of transparency about its nuclear activities, about its military build-up, and about its operations. It was accused of also carrying out a campaign of disinformation. So in response to this, NATO's chief Jens Stoltenberg said there needed to be meaningful dialogue with Beijing, there needed to be reciprocal transparency, but NATO also needed to be better equipped to respond to those specific threats identified during the meeting.
China's growing influence and international policies presents challenges to alliance security. Leaders agreed that we need to address such challenges together as an alliance, and that we need to engage with China to defend our security interests. We are concerned by China's coercive policies, which stand in contrast to the fundamental values enshrined in the Washington Treaty.
There was a notable shift in tone to the four very difficult years of the NATO alliance under the tumultuous years of President Trump, who was often highly critical of the NATO alliance, who repeatedly threatened to withdraw the United States altogether, who described the organization as obsolete, criticizing other NATO allies for failing to take up their fair share of the burden when it comes to defense spending. President Biden took a markedly different tone during Monday's summit, reassuring allies that the US was back, that it had a meaningful commitment to protecting European defense interests, as well as that of other allies such as Canada. Here's President Joe Biden speaking in Brussels.
NATO is Article 5 we take as a sacred obligation. And I constantly remind Americans that when America was attacked, for the first time in its shores since what happened back in the beginning of World War II, NATO stepped up. NATO stepped up, and they honored Article 5. And I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there.
For the first time, climate change was addressed by NATO leaders, again, partly due to Joe Biden being back around the table, a president for whom we know climate change is a top priority. NATO has a desire to lead in the field of climate change. It wants to ensure that its personnel and its facilities are protected from the impact of global warming. So as part of a huge investment commitment that's going to be made over the next decade or so, climate change will form a huge part of that modernization process. So a busy day for the 30 allied leaders meeting in Brussels, certainly a sense of relief from European allies to have a friend and ally back in the White House, and certainly a markedly different atmosphere to those 4 years under the leadership of President Trump. Lucy Hoff, Brussels.